KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 23 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for it to be sunny and breezy today with a high of 64. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Red Oak say they arrested a local man last night on drug charges. 63-year-old Marvin Craig Ott of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10:40 p.m. on possession of contraband and possession of marijuana charges. Ott was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. A Western Iowa man has been accused of sexually assaulting his ex-wife and threatening to shoot her. The Sac County Sheriff's Office said the man from Early was arrested early Wednesday morning. His name was not released. His ex-wife reported from a local convenience store and said her two children were in a house with her ex-husband. She said that he was armed with a shotgun. Authorities surrounded the home and instructed the man to come outside. He was taken into custody without further incident. An 8-year-old girl and 5-year-old boy inside the home were not hurt. The woman told authorities her ex-husband sexually assaulted her on Tuesday. The man faces third-degree sexual assault and other charges. A Messina man was arrested Monday for failing to comply with the state sex offender registry. Cass County Sheriff's officials say 54-year-old Robert John Rasmussen was taken into custody on a Department of Criminal Investigation or DCI warrant. Rasmussen was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $2,000 bond. The Sheriff's Department reports also 27-year-old Jackie Ray Walters of Atlantic turned himself into authorities Tuesday. Walters was wanted on a district court warrant for a probation violation. He was booked into the jail and released later that day on $7,500 bond. And on Sunday, 37-year-old Jennifer Sue Alexander of Griswold was arrested on a charge of disorderly conduct. Alexander was taken to the Cass County Jail where she pled guilty before the magistrate and was released later that day. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said two people were recently arrested on drug charges. On Tuesday, 31-year-old Dial Larry Amdor Boland of Lewis was arrested on a possession of controlled substance, OWI second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Boland was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. This past Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 51-year-old Ronald Eugene Keller of Messina on a charge of possession of a controlled substance. Keller was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $1,000 bond. A chase that began in Omaha Tuesday night and ended in Pottawatomie County resulted in a Nebraska woman being sent to the hospital and then on to jail. Sheriff Jeff Danker said the driver of the vehicle, 22-year-old Rebecca White of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was being held in the Pott County Jail on charges that include possession of controlled substance, methamphetamine, eluding, reckless driving, and having no valid driver's license. She was subsequently released from custody. The incident which led to her arrest in Iowa began around 11 p.m. Tuesday. Danker said Pott County Communications was advised that the Omaha Police Department had been involved in a pursuit of a silver Pontiac bearing a Nebraska license plate. The pursuit was terminated by Omaha police at the state line. Authorities were cautioned that the occupants of the vehicle were possibly in possession of a stolen firearm and were known to go armed. Pottawatomie County deputies located the vehicle near Highway 6 and Interstate 80. One of the deputies began to follow the suspect vehicle. At the 14-mile marker, confirmed that it was the vehicle that had been involved in the Omaha pursuit. After following the car for a couple of miles, the deputy activated his cruiser's emergency lights in an attempt to stop the vehicle. The car, however, continued on eastbound on Interstate 80. The pursued vehicle hit some stop sticks that were deployed just west of the Underwood exit, but the car continued to elude authorities. Near the 19-mile marker of I-80, the driver's side rear tire began to deflate, but the vehicle continued and eventually lost both tires on the driver's side, all the while maintaining speeds of 70 miles per hour on the rims. White exited Interstate 80 at the 29-mile marker and continued to drive in an erratic fashion until the rims separated from the vehicle on Tamarack Road in Pottawatomie County. At the time, White pulled the car into a private driveway and took off on foot wearing a backpack. Deputies then gave chase and caught the woman between two buildings on private property. White was taken into custody and transported to Mercy Hospital by Neola Rescue for treatment of possible injuries. And while at the hospital, deputies were informed by the nursing staff that they found what were believed to be narcotics in White's bra. A field test of the substance came up positive for methamphetamine. In addition, during the course of their investigation, deputies learned that the vehicle she was driving had been purchased by White about 2 months earlier, had not been registered, and was still registered to another person. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Betty J. Vogesser, age 87 of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Betty Vogesser will be today at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Arlene Benton, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Arlene Benton will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. That's the first United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Inez Peckham, age 84, of Bayard, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Inez Peckham will be held today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Donald Lowe, age 86, of Oakland, has died. Graveside services for Donald Lowe will be on Friday at 9 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Betty Jean Kent, age 80, formerly of Guthrie Center, died at her home in California on March the 6th. Memorial services for Betty Kent will be Friday at 3 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Evelyn Kington, age 97, of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Hospital in Harlan. Private graveside services are planned for Evelyn Kington. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harold Bill Hocamp, age 79, of Adair, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bill Hocamp will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Robert Landon, age 74, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Landon will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Anna Christine Flynn, age 94, of Elkhorn, died February 28th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Anna Flynn will be at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton on March 22nd at 2 p.m. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bernie Eggers, age 89, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Cremation has taken place and graveside memorial services for Bernie Eggers will be held on March 29th at 11 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Ted Pellett, age 90, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Ted Pellett are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.